What up? This is Kelly Northwest Vibes and Diablo 4 Beta has launched and it's glorious. I haven't played it yet, but my theory is I do a pre and a during and an after and then a launch podcast. So might be a lot of Diablo 4 podcasts in the mucha. But, it's fine. I do this for me. It's my free therapy. So, thanks for listening, all three of you. Appreciate you. But this one's going to be titled Diablo 4 Expectations. Even though, really, in my mind, that translates to how to be sad about Diablo 4. But let's not do that because I've been watching it, watching streamers play it. They're all super happy with it. It looks so, so good. Yeah. So, I don't know. How do I pretend like I haven't seen this? What do I want out of this? So, Diablo 3, Diablo 2, both good. Diablo 2 has a better theme. Obviously, a little bit darker, a little bit grittier, but Diablo 3, faster, smoother, more loot, more grind, it's less clunky. So they're saying D4 is the combination of that. So yeah, that's what I want. I want all of that, and then I want super smooth graphics, and I want a super fun, rewarding endgame. I want a little bit more challenge. Like, the one thing that I did not like, I appreciated about Diablo 3, but then after you play it for hours and hours, the most efficient way to play is to, do a lot of stuff really quickly. And that is fine, and I don't want that to disappear, but I don't want that to be, the only way to play that's efficient. So, I think it would be nice if you had the quick grindy stuff, and then you also had a boss mode or a tier mode where you're in an arena or something like that, and you have to level up, and so you can test your build against another build or someone else's build and see how well they do, or like a more grindy dungeon, or you're moving forward but more slowly with more things to dodge or more things to attack or more things to plan for. Or even if, what would be really cool is if you could switch up your build or switch up your play style, so you're in one part of the dungeon and these mobs require range and these mobs require up front, or these mobs require you to move quickly and these mobs stand and attack, or these mobs want you to be tanky, or these mobs, it's like a, a DPS. I don't want one thing to rule them all. I want variation. And it doesn't have to be all in the same mode, but there should be, different ways to grind, different ways to play. So, yeah, if you only like playing one way, you can do that, but if not, you're not missing out, because you're trying these other things that are required for one certain thing or one thing that you encounter, and internet's like, oh, that's a total waste of time. So I think that's the number one thing I want. I mean, because I think the combat and the graphics and the world is cool. I'll give the story a chance. Not really here for the story. Definitely here for my own character and to play with friends and to challenge myself and, it's like a nerdy Dungeons & Dragons or World of Warcraft that you can play by yourself, especially since I'm antisocial. It's totally awesome. But I think other than that, I think the itemization's got me worried. Not necessarily long-term, because they're going to be making more money than God and they're going to be updating this stuff like crazy, but in the short-term, there's no sets, so it's all going to be based on your legendary gear, your legendary affixes. So, for example, each weapon comes with a damage, and each type of weapon has the amount of attacks per second. And then there could be modifiers on those attacks. So that's like your baseline damage. And then they come with, you know, oh, this one has an extra, you know, 10% critical, or, you know, resource cost reduction, or attack speed, or, you know, just, I don't know, just there's like a bazillion affixes or whatever, modifiers. And then the legendary gear, they have like a crazy affix, like extra jump to your, you know, leap skill, or a certain bow shoots three arrows now, or takes no damage or reduced damage for 5 seconds after critical strike, or, you know, just anything you could think of. And with set builds in Diablo 3, it was, okay, acquire 5 or 6 of these gears, and on the 6th piece, you get this crazy amazing bonus, and you do all this cool stuff, and now you have an exact playstyle that's required, whereas this one, you're not in a set build, so you don't have a set playstyle, and there's so many different legendary affixes that, you know, grind it up, and you can play however you want, which is cool. But the way they got legendary set up, and now I guess they call them uniques or whatever, I'm curious if they did it right and where it is actually equally balanced, or is it actually not balanced, or, you know, is there going to be like one weapon that everyone has to have because this one affix is so cool. So I know within... I shouldn't even say the beta. I mean, there's going to be so much feedback from these 2 weekend betas that they'll probably get it worked out. But the fact that they have trading going on, I don't know. It makes me nervous, but that's because I fear change. But if I can just turn my brain off, and that's one thing that the internet does do that kind of sucks, is it's like, oh, you should do this, and you should do that, and min-max here, and grind here, and... You know, we'll do all the thinking for you, and then it's like you're turning your game into a job instead of just enjoying the game as it is. But then you don't want to miss out on the XP, because I know for a fact I've played poorly and I do what the internet says. I'm like, oh, this is so much better. And then I feel dumb because why didn't I think of that, or, you know, whatever. But I think I'm just super hyped. I'm super excited. And so is Blizzard, to be honest. I think they really have to nail this, because... the last few releases of WoW hasn't been great. Overwatch 2 wasn't that great. And they haven't been doing anything crazy other than getting terrible HR hate because all the people are leaving and they're all misogynist white assholes over there. And so they really need a win. Plus the whole Activision Blizzard merger with Xbox is still happening, and it's just so much pressure. So there's a lot riding on this, not even game-wise. So it's just an interesting news article as well. So, man, now it's just I want to talk about it just to entertain my brain, because I'm so excited about it. But I don't think there's anything else to do other than to get fired, get divorced, and play Diablo 4. So I will work on that. And then when I'm in Grandma's basement, I will make another podcast and update my personal thoughts and feelings and hopes and desires, and chime in the comics and Twitter. Let me know what you want, feel, expect, fear. And Diablo 4, it is here almost. All right, happy Friday, guys.